Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi everybody, I'm Rendezvous Photography. I specialize in corporate headshots and corporate events.
There you go.
And that's what I do.
And you're back again.
I'm back again.
Yeah.
Round two.
So, I don't know if you had the studio last time or if you did, but you are in the Bob Lam building.
I am.
And so, like, what's the benefit of having that spot to you, would you say?
That's a professional space. It's a professional building. So, aligning with my niche. So there's lots of things that changed since the last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
I quit my full-time job to solely focus on photography. And yeah, so the whole niche thing, I switched from doing families and all that to just solely headshots and corporate events.
And so headshots, corporate events. So the headshots are in the studio, corporate events are out and about.
Yes.
But I see like a lot of other pictures that you take too. So are you primarily like these are your make because they're the focus because that's where you get most of your business? Or is that kind of where your passion is in those two things?
The other bit of it is sometimes like passion projects.
Mm.
So I did the Wonder Woman. That was a passion project.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw those photos.
No, explain that. No.
Oh, so I did a model call and I had them come in and I bought them a costume and we did some shoots and then I did a composite.
Cool.
So it's got like the fiery, like, I don't even know what you call it, but anyway, yeah. So we did that. Have a look at it.
You'll have to show me that.
I posted
so
it.
When you posted that, how many people did you have come out?
After that, I had a couple people reach out, but those ones are more of a passion thing. It's not something that I want to shoot all the time.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I said no.
Cool.
Because my niche is.
Yeah. But when you put out the call for people to come and participate, how many people did you have in this?
Oh, probably like 10 people.
Really?
Yeah. But I had to choose someone that looked more like Wonder Woman because that was the call that I was making, right?
Okay, let's talk about it. So Wonder Woman had to be brunette or was
any brunette? Blonde?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking for a specific look then for this photo.
Yeah, it was a specific look. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so that day, was that in your studio? Was that out and about? That was in your studio?
Yeah, I shot it in the studio. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I take the photos and then I just kind of, and I take like other photos and I mix them together. So it'll be like a background. I don't know, like what else did I add? Her whip, her lasso, that too. There was a bunch of other photos that I made together and there was like her and her daughter. So it was kind of like a mother and me.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so with things like that project, outside of showcasing it online, where are other areas that in the future you'd like to put that kind of stuff?
I'll probably just still put it out, like just do a post. Like,
boom, sorry for the break there. I'm a Muppet and the SD card got filled up. So good on to you, Tanner. Doing your job.
Just doing me.
Good job.
Doing you. All right, so I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but I know what I want to talk about, and it's all the pictures that are circulating right now about Slush Cup.
Yes.
So tell me about like your day, because I was not paying attention to anybody else. So what was your experience like on that day?
Well, I rolled in already dressed for the evening. And yeah, I teamed up with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shot together, we shot down at the bottom, we shot some up on the lift, or like not the lift, but the, I'm not sure what that's called.
The hill?
Yeah. But like when we're going up the thing on the hill.
The anyway. Carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, that, I don't know what that thing's called either, the thing that moves that brings like the carpet.
Carpet?
No,
carpet?
But it's more than just a carpet. A carpet that moves.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called a magic carpet.
Magic carpet.
Okay, we'll call it the magic carpet.
Yeah, cool. That makes sense.
We're going for a magic carpet ride anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just taking photos, and he was doing video, and we went to the bottom, the top, and all that stuff. It was a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
Beautiful day for photos. It was like, you couldn't have picked a better day. It was amazing. It was really warm out, and yeah, we got some really good shots. We were right in, like, the hot spot. It was amazing. Some, like, the shots, like, you'll have to watch.
Yeah.
Follow along.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we got some really cool action shots. The one feller, he came down, and then he, like, put his board up so the other guy could use it as a ramp.
Right.
And I'm like, what's going on? Like, this is so cool, right? And yeah, we got some amazing action shots there. So, yeah, some flips and tricks. It was great.
Yeah, it was a cool day. And, mm-hmm, like, I missed the majority of it, so I'm glad I have all your photos and, mm-hmm, Matt's videos and Jerry's videos to look back at. Because I was just running around doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally Slush Cup, I get to sit down, watch, like, participate.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, that wasn't the case. But that photo in particular that you're talking about,
yeah,
of the guy with the, like, using his board as a ramp,
yeah,
like, that is a amazing, cool shot.
I'm so glad we got, like, front row center.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Now, I have a question for both of you two, I guess, in regards, mm-hmm, to when you're taking a photo like that, like, when I take a picture with that camera,
mm-hmm,
I take the picture and then it's like, now it's like loading forever. It takes like a minute, mm-hmm, to get back. Like, is your camera like
right speed on your SD card?
Yeah, it's probably your SD card.
So you want to, you know how that Silver 1000?
Yeah.
That's a fast card.
Yeah.
So like the faster the write speed, the faster you cycle through your photos.
Oh, so it can like click, 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 click faster.
Yeah. Because the cameras are upgrading so fast, but if you keep old SD cards, it's going to take a while. It's almost like taking a, like, time photo. It's like if you were like 5 seconds on a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Or like charging your phone with that regular block versus the iPad block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
iPad block's bigger, so it can send more power through.
Right.
Bigger write speed can send more data through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, yeah, when I was looking at some of your photos, I was like, I would never have been able to capture this, because I would have been like, time to time it, missed it, and then I would have been waiting 34, mm-hmm, seconds.
Yeah, until I could take another photo. Works good.
Okay.
Because then you get like 50 or like even 20 photos in like one, so you can do the GIFs and stuff too.
Yeah very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So have you, it's been a second since your last episode, what kind of equipment are you using now? Still the same?
No, I traded in all my Canon stuff for Sony.
Hot take.
I love it though.
Yeah.
I like, there are some major differences between the two.
Oh yeah.
Definitely a learning curve. But I love how Sony, you can set your camera up with all your settings and save it. There's three for photos and four for video.
Okay.
So if you're doing, like, let's say nighttime photos, so then you'll want to be like, I don't know, 5-6 seconds. So you set your settings up however you do it. And then you can click to 1, 2, or 3. You can save it on either one. So then the next time you go out, like, oh, let's shoot Northern Lights again. So then you just put it on whatever one number you saved it on, and your settings are there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
So that's like the one feature that I absolutely love the most, because now I have nighttime, I have corporate, and then I have event stuff. And
right,
then I have my manual mode for switching it to whatever.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Question number one, what is one trick you use to get a smile out of someone?
Usually I'll do something kind of geeky. I'd be like, what's 5 times 7? And then everybody's like, and then we just laugh it off. Oh, and then you get your, yeah.
Question number two, what is one photo that inspires you?
One photo that inspires me, or like a genre photo maybe?
There's no wrong answers.
I don't know. I follow a lot of photographers, so I find inspiration in a bunch of things. So I am a member of the Professional Photographers of Canada, and the photographers there are top notch, and I follow a lot of their stuff. So I think the last inspiration, I'll go with the Wonder Woman photo that I did, the composite. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah.
Question number three, what is one photo you're most proud of?
The one I'm most proud of? Probably my next award-winning photo.
Question number four. What is one TV show you think everyone should watch?
A TV? I don't really watch TV. So I can't give advice there.
That's valid. And your final question. If you had to pick one fruit to describe yourself, which fruit would you choose?
A fruit?
Yeah. What kind of fruit are you?
I'll go with grapefruit.
Those have been your five questions.
There you go. I got it. Like, what about the grapefruit? I need some elaboration on that.
Oh, I don't know. I just, that's what came to mind, so I picked it.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
No rhyme or reason.
I commented on one of your photos a little while ago. You got, what was it? Yes. Can you elaborate on that one for me, please?
Yeah. Like, so with the PPOC, when you become, well, you don't have to become accredited. You used to, but they changed that. They do photo competitions 2 a year, one regional, one national.
Okay.
So this round was national, so I submitted 4 photos and 2 of them got accepted. So there's levels of them. There's not accepted, accepted, merit, and excellence. So merit and excellence are award-winning, but accepted is recognition.
Right.
So yeah, 2 of my photos got recognized nationally. So that's that was so huge cool. For me. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. So what are you gonna do with those now? Like they obviously exist online. You submitted mm-hmm. them to them.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who now is going to blow that up and hang it up? Are you going to make it into coasters? Like, what's the game plan for these award-winning photos?
They're not award-winning. They're just recognition. So.
Potato, patata.
I know. Yeah. But they are particular about that.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, I've again flirted with the idea of printing it off and probably putting it in my studio. Because I've got 3 of them now. I've got 1 recognized from Alberta too, so.
Cool.
I'll probably put them on a canvas maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neat. Or metal print. I like metal prints too. They're kind of cool.
What are metal prints?
They're printed
prints on metal.
No, I get that. Like, no, but yeah, like no, what?
I wish I had an example for
damn. But why on metal? Why do you feel that like makes it better in regards to canvas versus...
Okay, so canvas, like it can get dirty, it can fade and stuff like that. But with the metal, it's got like a coating on it. So
okay.
Yeah, it's almost like putting glass on. You can just wipe it.
It's also like... Yeah. highly saturated, so your colors come out great on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Yeah.
Okay, and like, how do you get that done? Like, is there a certain you send away, or is there something in town, someone in town?
I send it away. Yeah,
because that seems like it would be quite the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like developing film, like I could talk about that back in the day, used to be quite the process
mm-hmm.
versus just like printing off your printer now. So the metal component. Have to assume is very technical and probably costly.
It is, yeah.
Like what are we talking about?
It's about the same as canvas.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on what size, right? It could be, like I bought a canvas that was like probably about this big for $100 and it'd probably be around the same for the metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. And like Tanner was saying, it lasts forever and the colors just are a little bit more vibrant.
Yeah, very vibrant, yeah.
And so how often do you get to submit photos for this competition?
Once a year.
Okay.
For a national and once a year for a regional. So regional is coming up again, so I've got to choose 4 more photos. I think I've got like a couple in mind already, but yeah.
And when you're looking at your photos to pick one for selection, like what are certain things that you're kind of looking for?
It'll be like composition and like posing, if it's a portrait. So the one I'm thinking of is a portrait of a small child, and she's wearing her beautiful dress, and she's posed and kind of looking back like that, so you can see the back of her dress because it's got the pretty little bows on it and stuff.
Mm.
So really kind of showcasing the dress, but then posing her. So it'll be, I think there's criteria for it anyway, but I don't remember. It's not coming off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like composition, posing, then there's technical stuff to it too, so just depending on... Yeah, like how you edit and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I know nothing about photography. Like, I can throw a video together, for sure. But when it comes to taking a photo, I'm horrible at it. Like,
Well, there's little things, too. Like, with the PPOC, they do 2 conferences a year. So, again, 1 nationally, 1 regionally. The one this year will be in Lethbridge. So they do it every year, somewhere different. Last year was in Calgary. The year before that was in Canmore. Like, we just pick really cool places to go to, and then we gather, and then we all learn from speakers that show up. So they can teach you about lighting, they'll teach you about posing, they'll teach you about composition, they'll teach you about, like, how to compile even, like, four or five people in a photo, and, like, what looks best.
Yeah.
Like, how to color code and things like that, too. So there's a whole, yeah, so a lot of learning, a lot of information. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, if you're all there together learning the same thing, it's just everybody's passionate about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since you've started to do it full time, how have you seen your business change?
Well, I went from shooting, like, everything, like family, outside stuff, to finding my niche and narrowing down to that. So we're, like, you basically specialize in it, like a dentist or, you know, heart specialist kind of thing, so.
Neat.
Yeah.
And that was through the process, or did you kind of think that through on your own?
No, I had a business coach, and she helped me out amazingly.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So she recognized you, and she was like, yeah, this is, like, really what you're good at. So I
yeah.
was like, okay, we'll do that. It was really hard at first, but yeah, I'm getting more comfortable with it now. Because it's hard not to, like, want to take something for the money, for one, right? Because now I'm doing this on my own. And then two, just saying, you know, that's not what I do anymore. I'm focusing on this. And
right.
Then, yeah, whatever you focus on gets bigger, so. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, you're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your photos are everywhere. Like I was saying, I was driving in the car. Your thing came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, like, your name and your, like, images are.
Yeah, a lot of marketing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're, like, every day I see a new picture that you're posting, and throughout the Slush Cup stuff that you did with us, like, that's going through all of the different sponsors and on our page, so
yeah,
I have to imagine.
For sharing.
Yeah. And then, like, you were telling me something that, like, you even tagged yourself behind the photos. Please, can you elaborate for that?
Oh, keywords.
I think
that
would be really good for photographers trying to get their images kind of noticed online.
Yeah, it's the SEO part of the images stuff. I took a separate course on that.
Okay.
And it's probably, like, I don't know, there's like 60 different videos, and it's specifically for photographers. So that one, it's just really in depth. So you choose your keywords for your business. It could be your business name.
Yeah.
And then, and when you're editing the photos, you pop it in the keyword place, Mac City Morning Show,
yeah,
and that embeds into the photo. And then when you send it out, Google does its thing. It's like, oh, Mac City Morning Show, Google page, and then link it up together.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those things now that there's so many more options and ways to get your content seen online. Like, that's, I think, most people who would be taking a photo to put it out may not think about the marketing or the SEO component of the creative process.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you've been able to, like, take those courses, have those learnings, and incorporate, like, what you're doing, a passion of photography, into business, but then also utilizing the technology of the day to really push your message forward. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go to those conferences, you do get a lot out of those then, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. 100% you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much information. Like, it's, yeah.
So what's the next
could
one?
Could be overwhelming,
booked?
But.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, Tanner tapped his watch. Sorry,
oh,
we're out of
time.
So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shout out to who, sorry?
Shout out or plug. And I don't know who you're going to shout out or plug currently.
Oh, gosh. I'd say shout out to the person who just redid my website, Trevor. So thank you for that. And yeah. Follow me.
There you go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.